Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 22.
I want to thank you for spending time with me and watching or listening to this on podcast. And if you would, like it or join in or encourage your neighbors and friends, send them an email, call them, talk to them, get a hold of them, saying, hey, you got to listen to this guy. He's got a whole lot of good things to say. And it really is right from the Word of God. And that's what we have been sharing the last several weeks about the Word of God, and how important it is to receive that Word of God into our hearts and into our lives. And it is an unending word about the Word. You can never get enough. You can never get enough. The Bible tells us in Psalm 32 and verse 8, it says, I will instruct you, and I will teach you in the way that you should go, and I will guide you with mine eye. A lot of people think that the heaven is so far up there, God doesn't know, God doesn't care, He doesn't know what I'm going through, He cannot speak into my life, He cannot help me. And boy, that is a huge error, because He has the Word of God that we can take strength from. He has covered every single issue that mankind will ever have. And I mean, a new issue cannot be invented that God has not covered. Like I said several podcasts ago, that in the beginning, God. What in the beginning, God? Besides creating everything, He has already thought of everything. Wow. If there's something that's gone wrong, He can fix it. Anything needs to be replaced, He can make it. Because the Bible says that He spoke worlds into existence. And if He spoke physical worlds into existence, listen to this, He can speak into your world. Your world, where you live, where you cry, where you laugh, where you have family, where you have friends, and where you impact others. And I pray that you allow the Word of God to impact your life so that you, in turn, can impact others. I hope you grasp that. In Psalm 23, oh, we love Psalm 23, but listen to this. In verse 3 it is, He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yes, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because You are with me. Wow. Get a hold of that word. Get a hold of the Word of God in your heart and into your life. Then Isaiah 30 and verse 21. This is a great scripture. And listen to it, because it can impact your life. And that's when you need to be led by the Word of God, but also led by the Spirit of God. And a lot of times when people say, well, God talked to me, they don't necessarily mean that God doesn't speak into your ear, even though that can be. God, being God, can speak any way He wants to. So He can speak into your ear, or He can speak to you on the inside on that still small voice, or He can speak to us with His Word. He is speaking. The question is, are we listening? A lot of people have that question. You know what? God, I'm talking. Are you listening to me? And God is saying, I'm talking. Are you listening to me? And we need to be listening to what He has to say more than what we have to say back to God. Because He already has all of the answers for all the issues. We need to hear what He has to say. To Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21. Isaiah 30 and verse 21 says this, and thine ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. Wow. So He's going to give you direction. If you listen, not to the clamor and the noise of our world, but listen to the words of God and the revelation of the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And that's when you just have to sometimes just tune out the world and tune out the noise and tune in to the Word of God and tune in to the Spirit of God to hear exactly what is He saying to me. Sometimes He'll give you a word for somebody else, but most of the time He's trying to get you straight. A lot of times we try to get everybody else straight. No, you're the problem more than they are. And so He wants to speak to you and get you straightened out in your life. I said, you know what? I don't know that that's a possibility. Oh, yeah. If you open up your heart, open up your mind, and you actually say, God, speak to me. He is faithful to speak to you. He has already spoken by His precious word. And He wants to speak to you by the Spirit of God inside of you. And Luke 1, of course, that's the very beginning of everything, where we hear about, you know, John the Baptist, we hear about the birth of Jesus and the wise men and the shepherds and on it goes. But anyway, Luke 1 and verse 70 and also verse 79, the Bible says, and He spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Wow. They wrote it. They repeated what God told them to say, and they said it for us today. And then verse 79 says, and to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Whew, that's the Word of God, the living Word of God, directing us, showing us, taking us in the right direction. All right, listen to this. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? What's it good for? Profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. The Bible tells us that people are going to know us after the fruit of our lives. What are you producing and reproducing in your life? And if you grab a hold of the truth of the Word of God and read the Word of God, that reproof, that correction, that understanding, that joy, that peace, it'll come to you so that you in turn can have fruit from your lives and bless others, help the hurting, lift them up, bring them to Jesus, bring them to help, bring them to hope. Those that are hopeless, our world is full of hopeless people. They need hope. They need something to stand on. And you can help them stand on the solid rock by giving them the precious Word of God. You know, you can't give what you don't have. Did you hear that? You can't give away what you don't have. So you get it first. Get the Word of God deep into your heart. Read it every single day. Let it speak to you so that you can in turn give it out to those that are hurting and need help desperately. And you're the agent of peace to give it to them. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.